Okay, Merry Christmas. I don't have a lot of time. Maybe 5 minutes, tops. I've been trying to record this all day. Is it Jacqueline's parents' house? Place is full. No place. My parents' house now? Whole place is full. No real kids running around. No place to quietly record a podcast. And I don't feel like telling my parents that I'm recording a podcast. It's embarrassing. Because they'll be like, oh, who, how many people listen to it? And then I'd have to tell them the truth. I can't lie to them about that. And the truth, it's not good. But it's as many people as I don't need a bunch of people listening to my podcast. It's not that good. I don't know what's going on. I know we could say Merry Christmas again. I'm not going to get into that. I watched It's a Wonderful Life last night. I feel fantastic. What an uplifting film. My favorite movie of all. I'd say my favorite movie, period. Not even a favorite Christmas movie. I'll take a quick look at the news, I guess. I don't know what else to do. Beautiful Christmas. At Jacqueline's parents' house, they gave me nice clothes. I'm wearing them right now. Bonobos? I never know, but that's who made them. Let's see. And I might stop abruptly. Arkansas man tells girl... No, Jesus Christ. That's a terrible story. Marilyn Manson to hashtag Me Too movement. Say to police, not to the press. Oh, Marilyn Manson. A heck of a performer. Music, eh. There was a time I enjoyed. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and act like I didn't listen to Marilyn Manson and Slipknot. And that I didn't see them live and thought they were amazing. I did. But that's not a really enlightened thing to say, Marilyn Manson. But really, don't look to Marilyn Manson. He doesn't know. Let me tell you, the news on Christmas Day, it's all gross. Terrible. Julian Assange cares about Julian Assange. Guy who left manure Treasury's Secretary Mnuchin's house has come forward, cites First Amendment. Hero. This man is a hero. The man who put horse manure, Steve Mnuchin's Bel Air home in his driveway, is an American hero and a patriot. And I wanna shake his hand and thank him for coming forward and saying, yeah, it's my right to leave horse shit on the driveway of a man who is helping ruin the country. Because he's got no... Okay, let's not get into that. But I still love this guy for doing that. College student comes up with plug-in to combat fake news. We need to combat the fake news. I'm assuming it's real fake news, meaning stuff that's made up by whoever. It could be made up, but it's completely fabricated news, not news that you don't agree with. That's not fake. It's just you don't agree with it. It's not even agreeing with the news. It's facts. You don't like it. It's not like I don't agree with it. That's become the thing. You can agree or disagree with facts. That makes no sense to me. Why am I talking about this? It's Christmas. We should all be loving each other. Lovely day. Woke up in Westchester, New York to snow. White Christmas. Who doesn't love that? Drove here to Pennsylvania, where my parents live now. Into, you know, got nieces and nephew running around. Two nieces and one nephew running around. Having a ball. Christmas without kids is kind of sad. Now, there's some years where it's just... before my brothers had kids... Where it's just like adults sitting around the tree saying, here's a gift. It's okay, but after a few years of that, it's like, what are we doing? Can we just send this stuff in the mail? Can we just have dinner? Do we need to do the whole stockings? Although I do enjoy the candy. I ate the hell out of some Reese's peanut butter trees. But I got to get back to the family. This is what today's about. You should be with your family, but I have to record. I had to record an episode today, otherwise I'd break the streak at 322. I went 321 days in a row. I'm going to stop now just because it's Christmas Day. So here it is. That's it. It's a short one, but it's fine. You don't have to listen to it. Well, you already did. So why am I telling you that? Fuck. I'll see you tomorrow. It's Boxing Day. I'll be at Caroline's tomorrow. Come by. Let me know. Tweet at me. If you're going to be at Caroline's, if you want to give me a Christmas present, here's what you do. Go to iTunes. Find my album, Moments of Greatness. 5-star that motherfucker. Write a nice review. Just say, this is great. Great album. Don't even listen to it if you don't want to. Don't buy it. You don't have to buy it. Listen to it on Spotify. You don't got to pay for it. But just write a review. Pietro is already covered. He did that shit. He's the only listener that's done it. Thank you, Pietro. That would be huge. Because something happened when they changed the name of the record label. I erased all my reviews. I didn't have like a million, but I had some, and it was nice. It looked like, now I have Pietro. That's the only review I got. All right. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Whatever. Happy December 25th. Boxing Day. Whatever. See you fucks tomorrow. We love you.